they wouldn't acknowledge that they needed to consider them in the process.
I understand that part, but I'm more of a selfish person, so I'm more speaking about my own situation.
No, but I'm saying the thing applies is that there. See, what is lost when the spiritual master goes away is not the diksha, because that was a ritual.
Yes.
What's lost is the siksha.
Yes.
That's all. So the point is that siksha, then you find other devotees. It should be that if you were following things in a natural way, is when somebody joins the movement, then he has so many siksha gurus develop. In time, one of those becomes prominent, he takes initiation from him. So now, then, but he still maintained the relationship with those other siksha gurus, though they are, you know, not in a prominent position like his diksha guru. Then, in that case, if something happens with the diksha guru, you have already another 2, 3, 4, 5 persons to fall back upon. Because you had 6, one's prominent, but you have, you know, it's like you have a family, you have your father, but you have uncles and aunts and cousins to fall back on if something goes wrong. But in the name of, you know, spiritual chastity, then as soon as we choose one of them to be the spiritual master, all the other ones just are, you know, persona non grata. We're just out, and we can't, you know, put them in any kind of special position. Because if we do, then that's not chaste. Mm. Then if something happens to the spiritual master, we're left with nobody. So that's the process that devotees follow. But it's not the process.
I don't see how the relationship would improve by reinitiation. If you already have somebody who's giving you shiksha and you have already taken diksha, then but I don't see how the relationship
would improve. It won't, but for many devotees, they can't see this. So they just see, I have this person, so therefore I transfer all this to that person. It works nicely for them, as long as they're not in Italy.
Also, when you hear this, what was discussed in the beginning, that for a Bhagavad person, Pancharatrik is not, you know, relevant, then the element might come in that one may say, well, you're proud, you know, you put yourself...
No, but the point is that someone who's on that position would know. The point is you are liberated. We're not talking about you think you're liberated. You are liberated. You're in the Lord's pastimes. That person doesn't need...
Well, we're not on that platform.
So therefore we need Pancharatra.
Yeah.
So that's why I do. And any Uttama always acts as a Madhyam anyway and goes through that process.
So we need Pancharatra, but not the reinitiation. You just need to follow.
But there is. But Pancharatra doesn't have reinitiation. It doesn't exist. It's not a Pancharatric process. We have developed it as a solution to our own problems. But Pancharatra, no other Sampradaya follows it. Nobody follows it. Just like no one follows Ritvik. So the point is because we've used a system that's not used by tradition, then they've come up with their solution, which is the Ritvik, which is also not traditional. But no Sampradaya has reinitiation. You just take shelter of the other leading personalities in your community. That's all. That's the process. And that's stated by the Acharyas by Bhakti Vinod. You can read it in other ways if you want. Of course, they prefer to read it that way. But the point is it's the siksha that's lost, not the ritual.
But it's still pushed by so much leadership. Okay, you have this relationship, so when are you going to take your initiation? And I'm like, that's not the point. It's kind of like we're having a thing, and all of a sudden you bring in the whole legal thing, you know?
Because the point is, if you ask them what... This is the question. Did you ever hear a discussion, you know, back in the... What was it, the 90s that this all came out? Did you ever have a discussion on what is initiation?
No.
So how can you discuss what is reinitiation? Right? If you don't know how to cook beans, where's the question of refried beans? You know what I'm saying? So that's the point is, the person is, what is initiation? That they can't describe. Therefore, they don't know how to establish reinitiation.
For me, it's like my driving instructor may be dead, he may be, you know, lame, but I took my license, and I'm driving a car.
It's the way it is. It's like that. The person who installed the deity may have blew, but his deity is still there. The person that brought you to Krishna consciousness may have left. You're still here. The person who, you know, performed your wedding may have left. You're still married. You know, so it all goes on. So why is it that this one, then it changes?
Well, why is it, but is the topic being addressed on a on a policy-making level, or
when
just
it comes
just
to
being relativized?
When it comes to philosophy, who discusses it?
You.
Yeah, and it's a subcommittee.
Yeah.
Right? That's your problem.
Yeah.
That's the whole problem. Yeah. It means the Kateri Utsav was the meeting of the leadership of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. And what they discussed was philosophy. Then from that, then you apply, your culture is established on that. So if you don't discuss the philosophy, how would you get to these points?